Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very common misconception which is found regarding Islam and non-Muslims is the fact that it is believed that interest can be taken from non-Muslims. In this regard, some of our jurists think that interest can be taken from non-Muslims with whom we are at war with, and they term them as harbi kuffar, people with whom Muslims are at war with. They say from such non-Muslims interest can be taken. Now, first of all, it needs to be appreciated that this directive has been reported in a narrative which is absolutely weak. It is not a very authentic tradition, and it is recorded in the Kitab al-Umm of Imam Shafi. Its words are, Makhul, who is a successor, he reports from the Prophet, and of course there is no companion between them, which means that the narrative is mursal, it is weak. Makhul reports from the Prophet that there is no interest between Muslims and people with whom they are at war with. So on the basis of this narrative, it is understood that interest cannot be consumed, it cannot be taken from non-Muslims. Now, first of all, it needs to be appreciated that Islam bases all its moral directives on the basis of equality. It says that morality has to be upheld with all denominations, with all faiths, with people who follow any faith. We cannot be selective in being honest with Muslims and being dishonest with non-Muslims. We have to uphold morality at all costs with all faiths. Now, consuming interest or taking interest is inherently an immoral act. When we ask a person to pay over and above the lent amount, we are actually demanding which is not our own right. And in this sense, it is something which is absolutely immoral and uncalled for. So therefore, if something is immoral and uncalled for a Muslim, it has the same status for a non-Muslim also. We cannot be selective in this regard. As I said, we cannot be choosy in this regard. We cannot say that we have to be honest with Muslims and we have to be dishonest with non-Muslims. On similar footings, we have to maintain the same standard regarding interest also. If interest is forbidden, it's forbidden to take interest from Muslims, it is equally forbidden to take interest from non-Muslims. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ